What's your name, sir? What is your name, sir?
My name is William Davis.
State the name again, sir?
Renee Gonzalez.
Renee Gonzalez?
Yeah, what's your ABC number?
216-800.
Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for the revocation hearing regarding the one allegation only warrant. And based on the information that we have, we was notified of this hearing back on April 18 of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on that stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room. Therefore, may we assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. They are to my left, your right, that would be the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you grow to be so firm?
I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Gonzalez, as I state, you have one allegation, only one. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12B, as demonstrated by your non-compliance discharge from your approved placement at Old Pueblo Community Services, 3314 East Flower Street in Tucson, Arizona, on January 10, 2018. The whereabouts was unknown, thus you were restricted from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you so much. Based upon the admission of Mr. Gonzalez, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have left into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. A motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, and the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision and to return you to the community. We begin this phase by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Mr. Turner, would you provide us with that information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Gonzalez was released from ABC custody on 10-20-2017. He was arrested on 4-5-2018 by Tucson PD on the ABC warrant. No new charges noted. He was back in ABC custody on 4-5-2018 with an adjusted release date of 7-14-2018 with 85 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2007, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. Also in 2007, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2009, theft, 1 year. 2015, burglary, third degree, 2 years and 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score is 2. Substance abuse score is 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS release, completed, 4 months. 2010, TIS release, completed, 4 months. 2015, TIS release, absconded, arrested, reached a CSED while in custody. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 1992, aggravated assault, Arizona, county jail. 1993, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 1996, dangerous drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 1998, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor, conviction, probation. 2009, assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G5, B6.
Thank you so much, Mr. Turner. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Gonzalez. We'll talk, and then you can talk to us and tell us what was going on. Seeing as I've already stated, when you were initially released, you were to stay at Old Pueblo Community Services down in Tucson. And then we checked out the grant apparently on October the 20th, 2017, and then he was discharged for noncompliance on January 10, 2018. Why did you leave Old Pueblo, sir?
Sir, I was getting the papers, thank you for cooking, and I have a real life history of cooking, and I just thought I need to run track, and I started moving again, and I just, now I need help, more and more help with that situation I got with cocaine.
Okay, why did you start using cocaine, sir? Why did you relapse?
It was really easy to go through me, and I was getting peer pressure to try new stuff, and it was more available to me as the better times in my life. It was just an everyday thing in front of me, or they would put it in front of me, and I would get the opportunity, and obviously relapse and fall back into that situation again.
So when they were putting it in front of you, you just wouldn't say no, you just started using it because you saw it, sir?
Yes.
Now, at 7 minutes, you did have some employment. You worked at Jack in the Box as well as Rusty Adobe, so you had a couple of jobs. How long did you work, sir? How long were you employed?
I worked for 3 months.
Okay. You worked for 3 months. Okay, so that was a positive thing for you. Glad to hear that.
Yes.
And then you were required to attend the 12-step meetings 3 times per week, I don't believe that you completed those. Did you complete those programs? Unfortunately, sir, this board cannot send you to Sacramento. That is something that the Department of Correction has to do. Your parole officer has to send you there. We do not have, we are not authorized to send you to Sacramento. I think that's called a Penal Reentry Center, but we don't have the authority to send you there. But that is a very good program. But in as much as you had this 12-step program, that didn't help you, that didn't prevent you from start using cocaine again, sir?
It didn't prevent you, I didn't help me back, but after the program, the whole day, I went back to the house unit, and they would greet me, and they would show me, and it was just all peer pressure and temptation, you know, and I was going to leave, I don't know why I got back into it, and I was doing so good.
Now, what were you doing, sir, when the Tucson Police Department picked you up?
When the police picked me up?
Yes, sir. What were you doing when the police picked you up?
It wasn't the office, it wasn't that I applied with my broken mouth, watching the disrespect, you know, when I was surprised that I didn't know this, but there was a hot right there, 9-1-1, and we were watching it eat that preserve and stuff.
Okay, sir. Now, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. So, board members, any further questions for Mr. Gonzalez? I don't see any at this time, sir. This is your hearing. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself before the board goes into discussion and makes a decision, sir? Anything else? Cocaine and everything just went down. And in addition to that, he ended up absconding for some 85 days. However, he's going to be out, if nothing goes wrong, in about 28 days, and one of them, I think it would be in his best interest just to complete and put together a program when he gets out in July. No, I'm sorry, it'll be more than 21 days. I mean, more than 28. That'll be about almost 50 days he'll be out in July. And at that time, hopefully, he would be ready to move forward. He put a program, and if he could remain drug-free. But that's just my feeling. But other board members, I'm just going to listen to other board members if they have any discussion that they would like to make at this time. Hearing none, therefore I'm going to move to find that based on information contained in warrant number 2018-W0596, information provided by Mr. Turner, as well as information provided by Mr. Gonzalez, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways through the use of illegal substances, as well as absconding for 85 days. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Corrales. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on July the 14th of this year. Please, sir, put together a program, and please don't take any more cocaine or any other illegal substances, sir. This will end your hearing. Please put the COC back on the phone, sir.
Thank you,
sir.
I'm going to go